The Rambam says in Perek Aleph from Bias Mikdash Halacha Gimel, "Kashem she'asu l'kohen l'kanish l'mikdash m'nei hashikrus, kach asu l'chol adon ben kohen ben yisrael l'hores kishu shasui." So there's an isa to be mora halacha while he's intoxicated. And in Halacha Dala, the Rambam says, "Umutu l'shiko l'lamei Torah, fafilo hilchus u'medrashus, v'hu shelo yore." And the Ram says that it's mutter to teach Torah if one has drunk wine, even halachas and medrashas, as long as he doesn't paskin shelo yore. However, im hu chacham kavu lahara lo yilmod, but if he's a chacham who is an established poisek, even though he's teaching, not and that's something like it's hara, that itself implicitly or inherently is also called hara. The source of the Rambam is the Gemara in Krisus and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Rav lo muki amoy eloi miyomtif lechaveru mishum shikrus. That Rav would not give a shear with doing on yomtif from one day yomtif to the next because of simchas yomtif you'd have and drunk wine, and therefore it would be an usur. So what's difficult is, on this Rambam, that the Gemara here at the beginning of Horeis, and Daf Beis and Aleph says, Amashmu la'olam ein bez mechayovim, at shiyomim mutarim atem. Ravdimi midandai, at shiyomim lehem mutarim atem lasos. My time alavishlo nigmur hora. That the Gemara says, in order to be considered that you're toileh bebezdin, and Bezdin paskins incorrectly, the theme of this Masechta. So if they paskin incorrectly in an Issa Koris and the majority of the population followed their mistaken Psak, once they ultimately realize that the Psak is wrong, Bezdin has to bring, and it's Machloks Tanoim, exactly who brings Bezdin or Yitshevet, but there's a special Korban which is called the Par Helm and Dovah Shel Tzibur. But that Psak of Bezdin, the Gemara says, has to be Mutorim Atem Lasos, which is the theoretical determination of the halacha, just leave it by itself, you're not chayiv for that. Because lo nigmur halor, and the Gemara there in the beginning of Horeis and Daf Beis, quotes from the Mishnah Sanhedrin, that sokin mamre also is only chayiv at shiyora habezden lasos. That also it's not just enough theoretical, lilmod, that this is halacha, but he says lasos. So what's difficult in the Ram then is, since the Gemara says that it has to be by Psak Holor, is Lo Nigbe Holor, until he says Lasos, in order to be Chayiv Parhen on Dover, and similarly by Zokin Mamre, so why does the Rambam say that in terms of Holor, that a Chochem Lo Yidosh B'yontem Mishum Shikros, you need that it should be Lasos? So if you look in the Rashi in Krisus that I cited before in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, he says by Rav in terms of in the time of the drasha because of Shikrus, he says because people will ask questions halach lemais in the middle of the drasha, and therefore there'll be, in fact there'll be horor lemaisa lahoros lasos. However, the Rambam when he quotes it, it's not like Rashi, because the Ram says shilimud o horohi. Apparently, he's not saying lasos. So why doesn't the Ram require lasos? After all, Agamah here in Horia says lo nigmur horor, that the horor is not complete till he says lasos. Achiyom lemotematim lasos, and the Ram says this relates to the Isur shikul lo yore, that somebody who's drunk can't paskin a shayla, so the Ram doesn't require lasos, but by zokin mamre and also by parhem ledova, the Ram does require it, as the Gemara says. And the Ram also when he quotes the loch of zokin mamre in Perek Gimel from Hilchas Mamrim, from Lachah Gimel, Halchah Vav, Halchah Ches, there, he says, Zokin Mamrim is only Chayiv at Shiyor Elasos, which is like Bavdimi Min HaRador, which is cited in our Gemara at the beginning of Haryas. However, the Rambam, as relates not to the Zokin Rambam, that it goes back to the city, Zokin Rambam disputes and is choylik on the Psak of Bez Nagodu, and he goes and teaches and paskins, lassos, and rebelliously against the Bez Nagodu, the Sanhedrin. But when the Rambam quotes the Aloch of the Sanhedrin itself, Ipsak, he doesn't require lassos. As I cited, that's the Rambam Perek Gimel, Aloch Ches. So, in order to explain this, I just want to cite which I heard from my Rebbe, from of Yoshua Soloveitchik, quoting the name of his, I believe he quoted the name of his father, Reb Moshe. He says that the Rambam's opinion, apparently, is that there's a difference between Psak of Pahel and Dovah Shel Tzibah, and also Zokim Rabbe, and Aloch of a Yochid, as relates to a Chochem, who's Paskin Eshaila, while he's drunk wine. Because in the halach of parhem and dovah shel tziba, the horor itself is a horor betos. It's a mistake. Bezin paskin incorrectly as relates to an Issa Koris. Similarly by Zokin Mamre. The Zokin Mamre is horor betos. He's being choylik on the Bezin Agodol. So there, the horor, in order to give it a shem horor, as relates to the chiv parhem and dovah, since it's a horor, a mistaken psak, that requires lassos. And similarly, when the Gemara therefore cites also the locha by Zokin Mamre. However, the Rambam interprets the Gemara in Krisus by Rav, that was not horor betos. That's a correct horor. So therefore, you don't require lassos. But to transform an incorrect psak, horor betos, which is the case of Parhan Dova, that's where you require lassos. And similarly, the Rav said in a different context, that, you know, there's machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to the status of Sanhedrin. The Rambam says that Kiddush HaChodesh requires Bez Din HaGadol. So the Ramban asks, how can you say that Kiddush HaChodesh requires necessarily Bez Din HaGadol or the authority of Bez Din HaGadol? How is it possible then? All the years, till the time of Abai V'Rava, they were Mekadosh HaPi Ariya. And there's no Sanhedrin in Bimkomo. The Mishnah tells us that 40 years before the Churban, Bez Din HaGadol was exiled from its place, and that's why Din HaNefashos no longer applied. And the halach is that the Gemara says, Himalei beBeis Pagi, if Sanhedrin was walking outside the environs of the Beis HaMikdash, or outside the Lishkas HaGozes, where they were, had to be seated, they didn't have a status of Sanhedrin. If somebody was choylik on them, and disputed the psak, he didn't have a status of Zokin Mamre, because Hamokim Gorim. It's only when the Sanhedrin, it's only when it's Bimkomo. So how can the Rambam say that there's halacha that of Kiddush HaChodesh, all the years, Ramban asks, there was no Sanhedrin Bimkomo. So apparently the Ramban thinks that halacha of Mokim Gorim doesn't relate to the halacha, the status of Sanhedrin. It still had the status of Sanhedrin, but only as it relates to Dinei Nefashos, you require that the psak, it has to be when Sanhedrin is in its place, in its appropriate place, in the Lishkas HaGavos, its special office that they had in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So what's difficult about this is that the Rambam, the Yushalmi says that Bez Din HaGadol, when it paskins, incorrectly as an Issa Koris, and the Rov Tzibur followed them, that they have to bring a special korban, Parhem Dov Shel Tzibur, is only if the Sanhedrin paskined while it was in the Lishkas HaGozes. But if it paskined outside the Lishkas HaGozes, they're not Chayv Parhem Dov. So according to the Ramban, offhand we understand, because Ramban thinks that the Loch of Mokum Goyrim means that the entire status of Sanhedrin and Bez Din HaGadol is only while it's in the Lishkas HaGozes. But according to the Rambam, who says that Kiddush HaChodesh was possible all the years, even if Bez Din was exiled from its place, so you see, you don't need that the Bez Din HaGadol should nest only as relates to Din Nefashos, but doesn't have to be Dafkin Lishkas HaGozes. Why does the Yushalmi insist that in order to be Chayav Parhen L'Dovah, that it has to be Dafka when Bez Din HaGadol is Belishkas HaGozes? But the answer may be, I think, this is what I would suggest, I remember telling this to the Rav, I think he liked it, that halacha is unique to the halacha of horor for Parhem L'Dovah Sotzibur, because there the whole horor is betos. It was mistaken. So therefore, you need, even though normally for havah, for status of Bez Nagodl, it doesn't require Bez, it doesn't require Lishkas Gosses. But here, as it relates to havah betos, the whole havah is wrong. So then it requires the Sanhedrin, Belishkas Gosses, to give it the status of Sanhedrin as it relates to havah betos. But that's a unique halacha that the Yerushalmi, according to the Ram, would insist on, because it's a havah betos. And I believe the Rav said also the halacha, the Gemara says in Horius, that when Bez Nagodl paskins incorrectly, that, and it has to be in Pahil and Dover, that's only if the greatest of the members of the Sanhedrin, or the greatest person of the generation, the Muflash of the Sanhedrin, was consulted about this erroneous psak. But if they didn't consult him, so it's not called Horor, and they're not Chayv in Pahil and Dover Tzitzibah. Even though the Ram doesn't paskin in general, if we look in Hilchas Sanhedrin and other places, that you should dafka whenever Bezdin paskins, it has to be with the Muflah Shebe Bezdin present. But the answer is only over here it's required, because this Horor is a Horor betos. It's a mistake. So to give it a shame Horor, it requires these special criterion, Muflah Shebe Bezdin, and also beyond that, the Psak has to be a Psak, that Rov Tzibur accepted incorrectly and followed the Psach. So the halacha that you need Rov Tzibur, because it's similar to Ein El Gzeirush Ein Rov Tzibur Yechon Lama Bo and Posh to Horo B'chol Yisrael, which means Rov, that's also halacha to transform a Psach but a Horo B'tos into Chal Shem Horo, at least as relates to the Chiv of Pahim Dover, requires that it should be a psak that was niskabel and was poshut b'chol Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.